This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Wits. Hear it, feel it, live it.
We've reached one of my most favorite features on the show, which is Mythbusters. Yes, you know, I feel like I'm young again. Look, I'm not too old, right? I'm not too old. So this is my favorite, one of my favorite features that we have on the show. So every Thursday, we have a conversation. We rather bust myths, right? So we tackle various myths and we try and bust all sorts of myths. So since we've started this features, we've been busting myths every single week. And today we'll be having a very interesting one, right? So this happens particularly within the black culture, the black community. And magutiwa umuti ubongwa. Right, it's interesting as to where it comes from. So directly or loosely translated is that you don't, you know, thank let's say, for instance, someone gave you medication, right? Let's say you're sick and someone gave you medication. You're not supposed to thank them for giving you medication. We don't know why, right? So it's been like that for a very long time. And another thing, right, I also have seen, particularly within the black culture, is when you're going to probably consult a traditional healer, they would say, never say goodbye.
Yes.
And it is weird. It's weird. Now you ask yourself, where does this thing come from? And actually, why? So we've got Ukokutumi today. She'll be actually assisting us in today's conversation. Togoza Kok. I'm doing very well. Considering the weather, I'm doing just great.
Oh, the weather is bad.
Today, Koko, we are actually, you know, focusing on an interesting myth that we are trying to bust today, right? And the myth around Magtua umuti obongwa, you know. And look, when we grew up, we never asked. You see, when our parents and particularly when your grandparents, teach you stuff, you take that, right? And it becomes part of who you are, you know. And everything that you do, you're influenced by whatever the values that were instilled by your grandparents, right? And you take that and you run with it. And as you know, in our culture, we you're not allowed to question an adult, you know, or ask all these funny questions. And you can't
never,
even...
You never have to question. Whatever that they tell you, you have to accept it and take it and imply it again.
Yeah, that according to... That is the truth. You take it, you imply it, you apply that, whether it's the truth or not, whether it's a myth or not. Dare challenge them.
Agree with it.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
So my grandmother won't be very happy since we are doing this thing every Thursday. So interesting, Koko. We want to know, right? Makutiwa umuti awubongwa, where you can't say thank you when someone gives you medication. Where does this thing come from? It's quite fascinating.
Yes, Kolani, this thing comes from long, long time ago.
Yeah.
There's a thing that when we say you don't have to thank a medication.
Yeah.
Because of you don't know what is going to do to you, that medication.
Okay.
I'm giving you, you are asking me for a medication. It implies also with a white medicine.
Yeah.
Maybe you need the tablets, maybe for headache.
Yeah.
And for me, when I'm using for my headache, it's got something that is called an aspirin.
Yeah.
And then I give it to you because of you ask for a headache tablet.
Yes.
And when I give it to you, but only to find out that you are allergic to the aspirin.
Yeah.
So it's going to react to you, but you already thanked me for that medicine. It's like in muti.
Okay.
I'm giving you something, but you haven't used it, but you already said thank you.
Okay.
You don't have to do that. After that muti have maybe now you're fine with it because of you've taken that muti and then you are cured, is then that you can come and say, okay, you know, whatever that you gave me that other day, it did help me a lot. Then it's the timeline we are saying that I thank you for that. Where does this thing come from? It's coming from long time ago because of they seeing that how can you thank something that you have never used it and see the result of that thing that you are doing. It's I can take an example that again with what I know with the vendor culture, even food, you don't have to thank food. Because if you don't know that, that food that you are thinking before eating it, maybe it's going to kill you. Maybe I've put something muti there so that you can die, but you already said thank you. So are you saying thank you to my death?
Interesting.
That is
interesting.
The whole thing about it. Yes. So now it's more of whatever that I'm giving you, what if that muti is going to kill you, but you already said thank you? About that muti that I'm giving you.
You said thank you.
And after that, it's going to kill you. So you have to apply that muti and see how does it work. And after that, you come back and say, I thank you for whatever that you gave me that day, and then it has helped me a lot.
So that
is where it comes from.
So it's like, thank me after.
Yes.
So after it has actually worked, right? Because look, Gogo, we've always asked ourselves, Uguti, why is it, you know, now that you've made it clear that, Uguti, no, hang on. First you have to use it. Then you then come to me and say, thank you. Right?
Yeah.
Because we were thinking to ourselves as to if because we are under the impression that if you are going to thank someone for giving you medication, it means that medication is not going to work.
Okay. On that one, it's a two-way answer.
Uh-huh.
Because if ever you say thank you, and then it's not going to work. Firstly, I can say no. It's all going to work if ever you have a belief that whatever that I'm having here is going to work for me. And then the other information is that I didn't know that I don't have to thank that medication. You have no clue about it. Because people, they think only on the medication is only umuti that you don't have to thank. But they don't know that on the tablets or the pills that, no, it's a wide medicine. I can thank you for that. But because of you don't have that knowledge.
Yes.
It also goes with the aura or the universe or Amadlozi Akho.
Yes.
The way you are taking things. If ever you don't know about that, you cannot be punished for something that you don't know. But immediately when I tell you that, you don't have to do this and this and this. But now, obviously they know, but the problem is that they want to know why. That's why it comes with like questioning that now.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they are saying I don't have to do this because of I'm doing it.
Oh, all right. So, Coco, this means that this thing per se is—it's not about a myth, but it's about the process, or rather, how this thing actually works.
Yes.
Because you know why? It's because a lot of time there was this myth around Uguti. You know, when you thank it, things go wrong. You know, so now it makes sense that good to know, first use it, then come back and say thank you. Yeah, you know what? This is just it's eye opening, Gogo. Like it's eye opening.
With this colon of saying that you don't have to say goodbye, salani kahle, or whatsoever when you're coming from a traditional doctor, is because of I've gave you all this instruction of those umuti and or whatsoever. But immediately when you say salani kahle, you are saying that it was lamninga hambi nawe to help you out with the medication that I've given you. So just say stay there. And then, so it won't do anything to you. But only again, if ever you've got the belief.
Yeah.
The problem is that in everything that you are doing, if ever you've got a belief that this is going to help me, and then I'm going to get cured when I'm getting into this household where they are helping me, it's going to work. But if ever you came because of your testing, no matter if you didn't say goodbye or whatsoever, it will rather work maybe my idlozi wanted to tell you that it's going to work because of, yeah, you are underestimating us.
Yeah,
or maybe it's not going to work because of, you already said, let me go and try them.
Yes, yes.
So it's in two ways, you see, is how it works.
Yeah, I know, Gogo. You know what? This is quite educational, you know, to be honest with you. Now, my Gogo, you know what? Now, the confusion now is that, you know, I go buy a panado, right? I go buy a grandpa.
Yes.
I don't have to go to a pharmacy for that. I can just go to my friend at the corner and go and buy a grandpa. And when I buy, that's medication, right? Then I go and buy and I say thank you. And why is it that in a Western way, it doesn't actually have an effect whether you say thank you or not?
That's why it's what I said, Polani. When I said people, they think in the Western way, you can say thank you, because of, they think this is white medicine.
Yeah,
but there are those people that are African cultures. They know that if ever it's a medicine, you don't have to thank a medicine.
Mm. Yeah,
it's a matter of now you know.
Yeah.
But if ever you don't know, okay, it's going to work because of you don't know.
Yeah.
But immediately when you know about this, it goes in saying that you don't have to thank. Like me, when somebody asked me for some medicine, when you say thank you, I said, no, you don't have to thank me for the medication.
Yeah.
I tell them immediately, you know, so that it can erase that thing of saying you said thank you. So next time you know that when you're asking me for some tablets, you don't have to say thank me. You'll come and say, you know those tablets that you gave me, what are those names? And then it really made some wonders. And then I said, now is the time when you say thank you.
Wow, you've just, you know, explained things and opened our eyes as to, you know, how things really, really, really work. So thank you very much, Kokdumi, for assisting us today.
So it's not a myth, it's something that is there, and then we have to educate ourselves about that. It's all about our beliefs, then if ever you take it further, it can help you a lot in certain things, even in things that you never thought that they will help you with those medications, and then they will, because of you are implying our roots, the way our grandfathers knew about this.
Thank you very much, Gok Tumi. Have a great day, Mom.
Thank you, Kolade.
Wow, and that is Gok Tumi. You know what, Mythbusters, every single time we do this feature, we always learn new things. Like, I promise you. I mean, today, I know that you've learned something from this. I mean, you and I both know that we grew up in families where we were told, when you're given medication, don't say thank you. You know, there was this myth around it, and this there was this mystery around this. So I wanted us to clear the mystery. And I can say we successfully did so today. Remember, right? She pointed out, talked to me, pointed out and said, look, you don't have to thank. The reason why you don't thank a person giving you medication is because you don't know how it will react. So that's how things have been working all along, right? And another mystery around this myth, if as it were, that when you're leaving a place where you're actually consulting, it says that you don't have to say goodbye. You know, and she eloquently explained it to Koktum when she says, when you say goodbye, it means you are leaving your ancestors behind. You know what? I think today, it's safe to say that today we've actually busted the myth.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Wits. To listen to more shows, tune in to 88.1 or live stream us on vowfm.co.za.